fairly intensive process. We will be visiting the majority of those plants and injecting them with a combination of a herbicide and an insecticide. So obviously the herbicide kills the plant, and the idea of the insecticide is it's going to help control beetle borer. Beetle borer is just an insect that bores into the corm of the plant. It's in an area which is in close proximity to the soil and the infected plant, so the insecticide's there to kill those off as well and make sure that we don't have an inadvertent spread of the disease.
You also don't want feral pigs or other animals to be able to traverse the property. What are you going to do about that?
It's our intention to have a fully secure fence around the property boundaries. Firstly, destroy the plants and then prevent movement on and off of that property as much as possible. So animal-proof fence to prevent, pigs entering and exiting the property. They do disturb the soil, and if they move off of it, could be a potential vector. So the idea is to limit that, and then also to keep people off there. We don't want people entering or exiting this property any more than necessary.
Well, I can attest for that because I did actually request ABGC for an interview on the property as part of this destruction program and was refused. So I wonder how tightly movements on and off the farm will be regulated.
As much as possible, we want to limit all movements. Obviously, in the early stages when we're going through destruction and we're building fences and doing a few things like that, we need to have some entry and exit, but we want to keep that to those personnel involved in those activities. Longer term, once those activities are complete, as much as possible, we will be staying off of this property as well. We will have to go on periodically to make sure the integrity of the fence line is maintained and to manage a number of other things that may occur, but as much as possible, it's our intention to stay off it as well.
Fencing and fungicide and ongoing monitoring, it all sounds very expensive. How will the industry fund these measures?
We will be using some of the levy that we have introduced that will go towards the cost of purchasing the farm and repaying the federal government, but it'll also go towards the costs associated with managing it. You're exactly right, there are going to be ongoing costs. They'll be nowhere near as much as the initial cost of purchase and destruction, but we will use some of those funds generated from that compulsory levy to cover those costs.
And what about in terms of your grower levy, is there any money, residual money left in the can after all of this?
Well, there will be. Essentially what happens is we now have a debt to the federal government, so we have to repay that. So you could look at it in the sense that we have a negative balance and we have to repay that debt and recover a number of other costs. Once we have done those things and we can better assess the situation, it's most likely that we'll look to review the levy and reduce it downwards, hopefully assuming that there's no other incursions and no other expenses. But once we've covered these bigger items, then hopefully we'll be able to reduce that significantly for our growers.
And in terms of the ongoing response to Panama Tropical Race 4, what other research and development priorities does the Growers Council have?
Look, there's going to be a wide range of things. We've been able to access a number of funding sources through the state and federal government. We are looking at a range of things right through from diagnostics through to things on development of and evaluation of alternative varieties. So, there's a fairly large range of activities that we are investing in at the moment and will be continuing to do so for some time.
And in the meantime, growers also will have to meet their own budgets and their own on-farm measures.
Yeah, look, the containment on this farm is an important part of the containment strategy, but it doesn't reduce the need for those on-farm biosecurity activities. They are an equally important part of this strategy and they can't be assumed to be ineffective or not necessary now just because we've got this farm. Ultimately, a grower's best defence is at their own property boundary, and I would encourage them to continue with those on-farm biosecurity activities that have served us so well to this point anyway.